The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. I'm holding on to hope that someday in my lifetime, we're going to have this day off, the Monday after the Super Bowl.
I really do think that it should be a national holiday, especially considering that a week from today is a national holiday. It would have been so nice if those things lined up.
Exactly. And I feel like I mention this every single year. And we also seem to be getting so close to President's Day.
I know.
Like, we're only a week off now.
Can we just, like, shift the Super Bowl back?
I don't know why they can't. I mean, they're even talking about adding another week to the schedule, to the NFL schedule. So if that were the case, then would that be the extra week that we would need to make it to President's Day so we could have Super Bowl Sunday, the Sunday before President's Day?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
We could just make it easy on all of us and make this day a holiday also, in addition to, because I'll take as many days off as they give me.
Well, that would seem extremely difficult to get done. Like,
Wishful thinking.
I do not have faith in our Congress to get that done. Of all the things on their list of things to do, I just don't see that happening.
Maybe by the time I'm 50.
Maybe it has something to do with the NBA. I don't know. It feels like the NFL's not going to care what the NBA does. But this weekend, traditionally, the NBA has their All-Star game on President's Day weekend. So I don't know if they don't want to interfere. I don't know if the NBA doesn't want to move their thing.
But it's just, I need them all to coordinate and figure this out, though. Because it would be nice for the consumer if we had this day off.
Yeah, again, will it happen in my lifetime? Having Monday off after the Super Bowl? I'm not sure. Will the Browns ever make it to the Super Bowl in my lifetime? I don't even know which I have more confidence in.
Yeah, I don't know. Those are both pretty tough ones.
They seem like long shots.
They both seem like very long shots.
We are recapping the Super Bowl this morning. We have good vibes. We have so much to get into. Thanks for being here. The Q Morning Show. Back to friends. It's somber. And you've got the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. I showered this morning.
Oh, that's big. Yeah, Bill was stinky when I was with him on Saturday.
Was I stinky?
No. No, oh. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Oh, no, I'm actually wondering if I was.
You might have been. I cannot smell anything ever. I have horrible allergies, so you might have.
So here's why that was a special thing this morning. I shower every single morning before the show. However, my shower this morning was the first shower that I've had since Friday morning at the same time.
Oh my gosh, they didn't get it fixed even like yesterday?
So here's what happened. When I got home after work on Friday, it must have been about 11:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I do this, but the first thing I do when I get home is I wash my hands.
That's weird, but
usually I'm in the workout room or something like that, and so I don't know. I just feel like I'm at work and I'm touching things, and I'm in my car and I'm touching things, and so as soon as I get home, I wash my hands and
kind of wash the grime off.
Get ready for lunch. So I turn the handle as I normally do, and nothing comes out. No water comes out, and I'm like, oh my God, like what?
Why that's not good.
Why is the water shut off? And I'm freaking out because it's been so cold.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, did it finally happen to me? Did one of my pipes burst? And so I start examining the entire house. I'm down in the basement. I'm looking at every possible place that might have a pipe that burst, because you're supposed to what? Look for standing water?
Or, I don't know.
Or just water shooting up out of the basement floor? I don't know.
I was going to say, I'm like, I don't even know what to check. You're saying you're going all around checking everything. I wouldn't even know where to start.
Well, start in the basement by your water meter.
Okay.
And I don't see anything. I don't see anything wrong, but there's no water on in the entire house. And so I make the phone call to Cleveland Water.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who's very nice and very helpful had no idea what I was talking about.
Mm.
So she gives me another number to call to see if I can get some help to figure out
what's going on.
Yeah, what might be going on. So I call the second number, and some guy answers the phone, and he's like, oh yeah, where do you live? He's like, yeah, you have a water main break on your street. And I'm like, oh, really? Because the first person I called, they didn't know about it. And they're like, yeah, it kind of just happened. We're on it. We're working on it. Like, okay, well, thank God it's not my house.
Right. That's at least a relief in that respect.
And I also learned since then, Cleveland Water and probably all water companies, they're dealing with like multiple breaks a day. Like they average five breaks a day.
Oh, wow.
Like all over the city. So there's always a crew working on a water main break at some point or other during the winter time.
It's just the cold that makes it happen?
Yeah, I guess
okay.
so. So like 15 minutes after that, the first lady I call at Cleveland Water, she calls me back to let me know, yeah, there's a water main break on your street.
You're like, got it.
Yeah, I know that the guy who, the number that you gave me, I called that guy and he told me that there was a water main break. And she's like, wow. She's like, usually we're the first to find out. And I'm like, well, now everybody knows.
Not today.
So they're supposed to be fixed like within between, like on average, between 4 and 6 hours. Ours did not get turned on until yesterday afternoon.
What?
Like right around the start of the halftime show. Like
what?
Paula walked into the kitchen and flipped it on. And she's like, yes! We finally have water.
And that's not afternoon, dude. That's like 8 p.m. Like, that's crazy. So you went all weekend without water.
Without water and without showering.
Ah.
Like, so Saturday, I went to Cupid's Undie Run, and that's why I was asking Alyssa, did I stink? Because I had gone over 24 hours at that point without showering.
Yeah, Jenny on After Us in the morning, she was there, and we were both trying to talk Bill into coming to work
to use the showers here. I had thought that it was going to be turned on by Saturday. It wasn't turned on Saturday.
Honestly, I did too. Like when you had said that usually they fix it in like 4 to 6 hours, I was like, oh, well, it'll turn on today.
And then we had the opportunity. They were letting residents on the street use the rec center.
Oh, okay.
To go shower.
Oh, that's nice.
But the window for that was between like 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. yesterday. And that window went by at 4 p.m. And so I'm thinking like, man, if this water, because I'm like betting at this point, if that water does not get turned on tonight, I don't know how I'm going to go into work this morning without having showered since Friday.
Like I said, you're in luck because my sniffer doesn't work that well anyways. I can't smell anything ever. So you're good.
Well, thank goodness. Water is back. It kind of felt like glamping a little bit. Like I was glamping. Like I was staying in a cabin, just I had electricity, just no water all weekend.
You pretty much got a taste of what camping music festivals are like. Welcome.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't
baby
enjoy
wipe
it.
Showers.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had a lot of those. It's Q104. The Q Morning Show, Huntrix. I heard that song so many times last night. They're using that song as a promo for the Winter Olympics, and the Super Bowl is on NBC.
Oh.
So I just kept hearing, da, 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 da.
I kept like
watch the Winter Olympics
running around last night when the game would come on. Like I was coming back into the room when the commercials would come on, but I was like doing stuff, doing chores while the game was playing. So I kept hearing Huntrix randomly, and I'm like, what's going on? And by the time I'd get back in the room, it'd be over.
That's so odd that you chose to do your chores during the Super Bowl.
I do not like football.
I know,
I just don't.
It feels like you should get your chores done and so you can just relax for the evening.
Well, I didn't get home until like 5 p.m. yesterday.
All right, you were cutting it close.
I had a girly Sunday fun day.
This happened after we finished the show on Friday, so I think this was towards Friday night. Savannah Guthrie and her siblings posted another video talking to the potential abductors, the kidnappers of her 84-year-old mother, Nancy. And they stated they're willing to pay the ransom.
We received your message, and we understand. We beg you now to return our mother to us so that we can celebrate with her. This is the only way we will have peace. This is very valuable to us, and we will pay.
So I guess that they are taking those ransom notes seriously. Whether it's multiple ransom notes have been distributed to a local news station in Tucson. TMZ claims that they had one.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're identical, I don't know. They did have deadlines on.
Yeah, and one of them had passed last week.
One was Thursday of last week. Another one is tonight at 5 p.m.
I hate this story. I really do. That's just so like sick, twisted, everything.
Over the weekend, investigators were at Savannah's sister's home twice, multiple times, investigating. And I'm afraid of what they're going to turn up soon.
I'm still hoping for a happy ending to this story. But I would like to see it happen sooner rather than later.
Back at work, because Savannah is missing out on the Today Show. I mean, who knows when she's going to go back to work, and I'm sure that's the last thing.
I'm sure that's the last thing on her mind.
But Hoda Kotb, who was Savannah's partner for a while, mm-hmm. On the Today Show, she retired, I think, last year or 2 years ago. Hoda has come back to the Today Show to help fill in and pitch in for Savannah.
And I think there's like this helpless feeling. I mean, we're all so close with her and we all want to help her. And like, I'm looking at us and I was thinking like, who was first in the hospital room when Hope was sick? Savannah.
Right.
Who hopped on a plane when your parents?
Oh my gosh.
Savannah.
First person.
See what we find out today.
Well, I'm glad that they have everything covered there. So at least she doesn't have to worry about that.
216-474-0104. That is how you get in touch with our show, either by text. We love it when you call us and share good vibes. So let's get some good vibes going on a Monday morning. Something you're excited about this week, maybe something you're looking forward to, maybe something that happened this past weekend. You want to tell us about that too. 216-474-0104. Good vibes are on the way. The Q Morning Show. Did you see Sabrina Carpenter's Super Bowl commercial last night?
I did. I had already seen it, but I was seated for it too.
Oh, you watched them when they released them in advance?
I didn't watch all of them, but I did watch hers because I love Sabrina.
Sabrina Carpenter and a commercial for Pringles. It started off this way.
I'm so tired of boys. I need a man.
Build him.
And then she's got a can of Pringles in her hands, and she puts together a Pringles guy and takes him out. And then what happens? They're out in public and
he gets smashed.
He gets tackled and everybody eats the Pringles.
Sabrina's sad, but she's also eating Pringles, so.
Not bad.
No.
Wasn't my favorite, but it wasn't bad.
I enjoyed it.
Sabrina Carpenter. We'll talk more about Super Bowl commercials throughout the morning. The Q Morning Show. You're on Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So if you follow us on Instagram, really that's the only social media that this show is on, is Instagram, at the Q Morning Show. If you would have followed us over the weekend, you would have seen all the video and pictures from Cupid's Undie Run, which we were a part of. It was at the Draft Room at Huntington Bank Field. We had a lot of fun doing that over the weekend. But then we have our individual IGs as well. I'm at Bill Ryan CLE. Alyssa is at Hi Alyssa Rose.
That's me.
And I follow Alyssa, and I'm just scrolling through my stories over the weekend. And Alyssa, she has a video of herself driving in the car, but then the next picture goes to her dashboard in her car.
Yeah. What about it?
And I noticed some things that I would consider to be out of place if I were driving. Things that would bother me. Things that would concern me if I was driving my car.
I didn't have, you didn't see the Peppa Pig glued to my dash, did you?
No, I don't think I saw them.
Okay.
Because I was too distracted by all of the warning lights that are on your dashboard.
Yeah, there was quite a few of them going off yesterday. My car was having a temper tantrum. She's doing better now. She only has one light on.
You had the check engine light on at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe two exclamation part.
Yeah.
Exclamation point lights on.
Yeah, I did have two of those.
Which I didn't even know there were multiple. I thought there was just one exclamation point light. You had two of them going off at the same time, along with the check engine light. What's going on with your car?
I'm going to be honest. I don't know what one of those was. I don't know what one of those exclamations was, but it's off now.
The exclamation's off?
One of them. But the check engine is still on. That's an issue that I know is going on, though. Like, that, I already know what's happening there, and that's not a really big deal. The other one...
It's not?
I mean, it is, but, like, it's a sensor on my car. Like, it's not affecting how it drives. It's affecting like the exhaust or something. I think my car is probably expeditiously killing the planet, essentially.
Do you have to get the e-check? Do you have to do that?
In July. Yeah. So okay. I'm going to need to get it fixed before July. I know that. And it's like a $1,500 part. So I'm just putting it off.
Well, the exclamation points could be so many things. It could be windshield wiper fluid is low. It could be
one of them was definitely my tire pressure.
I got a tire
with a slow leak. So I had to wake my husband up before I came to work this morning to go fill that up. Because I've asked him to do it like twice this weekend and he didn't. So... then he got woken up at 4:30 this morning, and I was like, hey, buddy, I'm going to need you to go get air in my tire, please. So, that one went away.
What about the tire thingy that I got you, the tire pressure thing?
Yeah.
Does that not work?
That's what he uses.
Oh, he uses that.
Yeah.
But he has to do it?
I don't know how to use it, and I've asked him to show me. I'm like, why don't you just show me so I can do it? And he's like, no, I got you. Like, I'll do it. So he's, like, withholding the information so that he's responsible for doing it.
Clearly, it's not difficult. If I can do it, if I am able to put air in my tires, you should be able to put air in your tires.
Listen, I've made it 32 years on this earth and never once put air in my tires on my own.
Oh, my God.
I told you, I used to go to Valvoline specifically, was like, hey, boys, can somebody please put air in my tires? I don't know what to do. And they'd be like, oh, my God, yeah. Like,
I don't even know how you drive around with all those lights on, all those warning lights.
It's my little Christmas tree.
So much anxiety when I see that.
Nah, it makes me feel warm and fuzzy. My car is just going through some stuff right now. That's all.
All right. Well, be safe out there.
Will do.
The Q Morning Show. It's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, you want to start getting into some Super Bowl stuff?
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Well, this is how it ended last night. Spoiler alert.
And that will do it. Seattle reigns above them all in the NFL. The Seahawks, Super Bowl champions for the second time.
I actually enjoyed the game more than I thought I would.
Really?
Yeah, because I was going into it. I wasn't very enthused. I was like, I don't.
Yeah, you didn't care, like, on Friday when we were talking about it.
I didn't want to see the Patriots win again.
Well, you didn't, so there you go.
But I didn't care if Seattle won or not. And I still kind of don't.
I was rooting for Seattle.
I enjoyed the game. There wasn't a lot of offense in the first half, especially. But...
No, not at all. Definitely a low-scoring game. The kicker for the Seahawks was really shining. Like he got most of the points.
Let's go to before all the festivities started. I think Green Day was the pregame performer, right? And I know you were excited about seeing Green Day.
I was.
As I was watching them on stage, I found that they triggered a memory in me that I was hoping for another Green Day meltdown.
What?
Like I was hoping that would happen. I'll explain in a second, but here's a little bit of Green Day. Live on stage, on the field before the game.
Well, I walked a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's home to me and I walk alone.
Okay, Boulevard of Broken Dreams. They also played American Idiot. I think they started off with Holiday.
Kind of. Technically speaking, they started off with Time of Your Life. They were doing like an instrumental and then one line. So I'm curious of like the prop bet of like what their first song was going to be. I'm curious of like what it ended up actually being.
Oh, I could look that up here in a second.
Because they only did like one line from Time of Your Life.
Should be able to get you an answer on that.
Good riddance.
But as they were wrapping up, I was like, oh my gosh, are they going to have a meltdown? And so whenever I see Green Day now, I'm conditioned that they're just going to lose it on stage.
Why?
Because in 2012, and I can talk about this now because this is a competing company. However, our station and our show streams live on their app, the iHeartRadio app.
Mm-hmm.
So back in 2012, at the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas, I was there, but I didn't get to see this because I was busy working.
Mm-hmm.
So I did not get to see. So Green Day's set was supposed to be something like 40 minutes long, and they cut it down to like 20 minutes.
Oh, that's a pretty big chunk gone.
And so as Green Day's set was almost over, Billy Joe Armstrong, Did I get his name right? Billy Joe Armstrong? Mm-hmm. He saw the time ticking down because they have like a timer
that shows that so that the performers can see how much time they have left.
Yeah, you have 5 minutes left to perform. You have 4 minutes left to perform. And Billy Joe saw this timer and he wasn't happy about it. And he let everybody know about it.
Play a new song. This give me a break. 1 minute left. 1 minute left. You're going to give me 1 minute? Look at that sign right there. 1 minute. Let me tell you something. I've been around since 1980. Eight. And you're gonna give me 1 minute? You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, I love him so much.
And it went on, and then he smashed his guitar, and they all walked off stage. I was kind of hoping to see that last night at the Super Bowl, but they were good. They were on their best behavior.
They were. No, I was watching that performance, though, just thinking to myself, like, man, I picked the right guy to have a crush on when I was 12, when American Idiot dropped in, like, 2004, because that man aged like fine wine.
You want to get into a Super Bowl halftime show?
Yes, the Benito Bowl.
216-474-0104. You're welcome to share your thoughts on the Super Bowl halftime show as well. We can get into commercials in a little bit. 216-474-0104. You've got the Q Morning Show. Okay, I'm not seeing any results of the Green Day prop bet at the Super Bowl. Everything that I'm seeing, that it says their first song was Holiday, not Time of Your Life.
Okay, okay.
Alyssa says she noticed that they started playing Time of Your Life. I did not know that.
They definitely did. That was the first thing that they played.
I'm going to have to go back and watch that because
they didn't play the full song, though. That's why I was like, I don't know if it counts for the prop bet. They only played instrumental and then sang one line and then went into Holiday.
I'm not even finding results of the prop bet. So I don't know. I am not a dealer, so I don't know.
I'm not either.
I don't know how you find that stuff the day after. Charlie Puth, who we spoke to in December, and we were trying to get information out of Charlie. We were trying to find out.
Like, how long is your national anthem going to be?
Because we wanted to place a bet on that. Here's a little bit of Charlie's national anthem from last night. I thought he did a nice job.
I thought he did incredible. And Brandi Carlile did America the Beautiful before. Thought she did amazing, too.
Charlie's national anthem came in at 1 minute and 51 seconds. So if you would have bet the under, you would have won money.
I don't know what that means, but yes.
We had no idea. If you would, I think they set it at like 2 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And so if you would have bet that, you would have won money. And Charlie, all he had to do was say, it's going to be under 2 minutes. And we could have made that bet.
Opportunity missed.
We would have had extra cash in our pocket this morning.
I know. Charlie wasn't helping us out like that.
All right. We said we were going to talk about the Super Bowl halftime show. Let's do that after the 7:30 banger. Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way, too. The pride of Shaker Heights, Kid Cudi, 7:30 banger this morning. The Q Morning Show. Text comes in. Hold on, let me switch back to the text machine. Because of all the hate, I love the Super Bowl halftime show. I love the message of love, peace, dressed in white in unity. Lady Gaga was a surprise. I was screaming. I'm not a fan of Bad Bunny's music, but I thought it was a great show. Yeah, I know that there was hate. I spent a little time on social media, like maybe in the third quarter, fourth quarter. I kind of tend to ignore that. Really no need to
I got a lot of Bad Bunny fans that I'm friends with, that I follow, that I know through different walks of life. So my whole feed was like stoked. But
yeah, I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm a huge fan of Bad Bunny. I enjoyed the performance, however. In fact, I'm reading about it this morning. There's stuff that I missed. There's stuff that I didn't even know that happened. First of all, I love that it was a love letter to the island of Puerto Rico.
Same. Because
that's his home. Mm-hmm. I mean, in Cleveland, I mean, who identifies with their home more than us?
I literally thought about that, and I was like, he's singing about Puerto Rico the way that I feel about Cleveland.
Yeah, how can you not appreciate that?
I thought that his set was so cool, too. Like, I imagine that if you were at the game, it may not have been as fun to watch as other, like, half times, because it was almost like a maze. Like, on the field, it looked like a whole, like, setup. It looked really cool, though,
yeah,
on camera.
I agree. I liked it. Here's a little bit of Bad Bunny. There were cameos during his set. I didn't even notice.
You didn't catch those?
Karol G, didn't see her.
I saw Cardi B right away.
Didn't see her. Jessica Alba, missed her. Pedro Pascal, I missed him.
I did not see him during the performance, but I did see on social media after that he snuck in there.
The ceremony, the ceremony, the wedding ceremony, that was real.
I know. I looked that up this morning. Did you see how that actually came to be, though?
No.
So it was a real wedding that happened, but I've seen people doing this over the past couple of years. That couple invited Bad Bunny to their wedding. People have been doing that, like inviting celebrities, brands to their wedding just to see what happens. So they sent a wedding invitation to Bad Bunny, and he was like, no, but I'll invite you to my halftime.
What a great idea.
I know. Isn't that cool?
Because, I had no idea that that was real. Someone got married at the Super Bowl. Surprise appearances from Lady Gaga. Wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow. So I will love you every night like it's the last night. Like it's the last night.
Amazing.
Ricky Martin was there as well. I don't remember if Lady Gaga was speculated.
I don't think so. An
appearance. I know Ricky Martin was.
Ricky Martin was. Cardi B was. But Lady Gaga, I was shocked. And now it makes so much sense. You remember at the Grammys last Sunday, she like came up behind Bad Bunny and like kind of scared him. There's a clip that's been going around.
Mm-hmm.
And she whispered something in his ear. Now that makes a lot of sense.
She said, I'll see you next week.
Yeah. Yeah. She couldn't say it too loud, though.
He fit in 14 songs last night. I didn't even realize. Like, because I don't know when the songs start and when the songs end.
But I was dancing the whole time. It was such a vibe.
14 songs. And then at the end, held up a football that had the words, Together, We Are America. Nice message.
Love it.
At the halftime show last night. We didn't even get to commercials. We'll have to do that after 8 this morning. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is coming up. Olivia Dean right now, the Q Morning Show. Alyssa is not in the studio right now. She is next door in the soundproof room. Vanessa in Avon is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Vanessa, good morning.
Good morning.
So I will ask you these 5 questions. After that, we'll bring Alyssa back in the studio so she can answer the questions. Whoever gets the most right is going to win the game. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins. All ties go to Alyssa. What do you think, Vanessa? Are you ready or are you getting out of the car right now? What's happening?
I'm dropping kids off, so I've got kids getting out of the car, but I am ready.
Bye, kids. Have a good day at school today. Vanessa, here's question number 1. His best friend is Piglet.
Winnie the Pooh.
Question 2. In what state was the battle for the Alamo?
Texas.
Question 3. The fast food restaurant that has 11 herbs and spices in their recipe.
I believe that's KFC.
Fill in the blank on this 2016 song. So, baby, pull me closer in the back seat of your blank.
I'm going to say car.
Final question. The company H&R Block, what do they do?
Oh, what we're all looking forward to doing right now, taxes.
Vanessa, you did really, really well. 4 out of 5 today.
Oh, awesome.
Will that be enough to beat Alyssa? Find out next when she returns to the studio. Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104. Alyssa has returned to the studio. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa, you're playing Vanessa and Avon today.
Good morning, Vanessa.
Wait, it's not...
Good morning, Alyssa.
It's not Avon, it's Avon Lake.
It's Avon Lake.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
There's a big difference there.
Ooh, don't get it twisted, Bill.
And I think the big basketball rivalry game between Avon and Avon Lake is this Friday at Avon Lake.
Ooh. So.
That would be news to me. It could be, but you never know.
I'm right on that one.
Okay.
He knows his high school basketball.
Yeah, I'll be there. That's how I know. All right, Alyssa. So Vanessa went 4 out of 5 today.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
You need 4 questions right just to tie her. Let's get going. Question number 1. His best friend is Piglet.
Winnie the Pooh.
In what state was the battle for the Alamo?
Texas.
The fast food restaurant that has 11 herbs and spices in their recipe.
Why am I thinking it's Wendy's?
Is that your answer?
Yeah, I'm going to say Wendy's.
No, sorry, KFC.
Ah,
their chicken has the 11 herbs and spices.
So now I got to get these next two.
Question 4 is a fill-in-the-blank question. Fill-in-the-blank on this 2016 song. So, baby, pull me closer in the back seat of your blank.
Rover.
Is correct.
That I know you can't afford, like that tattoo on your shoulder. Oh, the sheets.
Just singing it to myself.
Ah, 2016. I miss it.
What a time.
This final question will decide if Vanessa wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge or if Alyssa gets the tie. The company H&R Block, what do they do?
Your taxes.
Oh, your taxes. Yeah. She knew that one.
It's all right.
I would have loved to have given Vanessa the win, but we have a tie today.
Good game.
I'll take it. Good game, Alyssa. My name is Vanessa, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Taylor Swift, the video for that song dropped on Friday. It's available now pretty much everywhere. It's Opalite, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Text coming in. My favorite Super Bowl commercial was the Polar Bear Pepsi commercial.
Oh, yeah. That was the spoof on the Coldplay cheating CEO thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They had the Polar Bears doing the kiss cam thing.
I remember that one. Let's see. Someone's favorite was the Chris Hemsworth Alexa commercial.
I think I must have missed that one somehow.
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen all of them.
I definitely have not.
And I did go to bed in the fourth quarter, so I didn't see any commercials in the fourth quarter. Do you have a clear favorite from last night?
There was a couple that I thought were really good. Obviously, I loved the Charlie XCX Poppy commercial, but I think my favorite was actually the, right before the game started, the Manscaped commercial. Did you see that one?
I don't think I did see that one. Manscaped? What was the product?
It's like a man's like electric razor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so they had a little like a ballad of the little tufts of hair that you shave off. The little tufts of hair were singing.
Oh, I see you brought an audio clip.
I did.
I was your scruff, your loyal friend, sworn to protect your dimple chin.
Now that you've left us for dead,
how can I live without your hair?
No matter how big or how small, we won't forget your face, your chest, or even your ball.
What?
And then he picks up the tuft of hair and puts it in the toilet and flushes it.
Okay, that's gross.
Highly enjoyed it, though.
I'm glad I missed that one.
Because no, you should go back and rewatch. It's cute.
If I was eating, I might not have enjoyed it.
What was your favorite?
Let me see. I wrote down a little bit of a list as the Super Bowl was going on. I liked Colin Jost and Michael Che, the DraftKings commercial that they did together. Thought that was clever.
I somehow missed that, too.
Emma Stone was doing commercials for Squarespace. And it was very simple. She was just trying to check to see if emmastone.com was available, the domain. And it wasn't, but she was like overacting.
Mm.
I like that one. There were 2 commercials that actually made me tear up a little bit.
Really? Which ones?
Lay's potato chip. The one with the farmer and the farmer's daughter.
Yeah.
And he turned the farm over to her, and then they go into the barn and it's a retirement party.
Yeah, and it's like, why are you gonna make me feel like this? Why are you gonna make me feel so many things over potato chips?
And then, did you see the Redfin Rocket Mortgage commercial?
I don't think so.
It was mostly audio. It was, but you could tell, like, some young girl moves away from her home and into a new neighborhood, and she sees another girl her age, but she's too afraid to say anything. And then her dog, in a thunderstorm, the dog goes missing, and the dog is wet. And the one girl who lives in the neighborhood picks up the dog and takes it to the new girl's house, and they're crying.
Okay. I'm going to go back and watch that one.
Yeah, I like that.
Because that sounds like something that would resonate with me quite well.
But my favorite commercial last night, I think the funniest, was Instacart with Ben Stiller and Benson Boone. So Ben Stiller is dressed up exactly like Benson Boone, and they're singing about bananas or something like that.
Instacart lets you choose your bananas.
Get them just how you like.
Instacart lets you choose your bananas.
From green to extra ripe.
So Benson Boone flips. And then Ben Stiller, he flips and then falls off the wall and onto the drum set.
Doesn't go well.
That was my favorite from last night.
Also, the Football Hall of Fame down in Canton got a shout out.
Oh, I saw that. That was the
Uber Eats commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Matthew
Everything is food.
So unless that was some elaborate green screen, Matthew McConaughey and who else was in that commercial? Matthew McConaughey.
Bradley Cooper?
Yeah. So they were both in Canton at some point.
And it looked like it was in the snow.
Yeah, how did we not know that?
You're right. Nobody saw that happening.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Q104, Bill and Alyssa. So we learned this last night as we were watching the Super Bowl. They actually reported this during the broadcast. There is a player for Seattle. He's a linebacker. His name is DeMarcus Lawrence. And his wife is Sasha. And she is 37 weeks pregnant with their sixth child.
Right. Crazy. And on top of that, 37 weeks, and she was there last night.
She attended the game. She did not want to miss it. She did bring her
doctor, though, which I thought was very, very smart.
And very convenient.
Yes.
Not everyone can bring their doctor with them.
No.
Can you imagine?
Nice that she had him right there with her.
Although, I suppose you could entice your OBGYN.
I'm sure that nobody would say no to a free ticket.
It is a free ticket to the Super Bowl.
Come on.
But the plan was in place. So they talked about this. And Sasha was not going to deny DeMarcus the opportunity to play in the Super Bowl.
Mm-mm.
Not by any stretch. And so she wanted to attend and watch. But the plan was in place that if she, for some reason, went into labor during the game, that nobody was supposed to tell DeMarcus that they were just going to let it happen. She would be rushed off to the hospital or wherever, and nobody was going to tell him until after the game.
And I don't think it happened because I didn't check for sure, but they did show her like in the third quarter, and I was like, all right, well, we only got like a quarter and a half left, so we should be good.
It did not happen.
I was also cracking up, though, that the announcers had said, like, when they were reporting this, they were like, well, yeah, I mean, you can always have another kid. You never know if you're going to make it to the Super Bowl again.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, the teammates were encouraging DeMarcus not to miss the game. But this was Sasha's decision.
Yeah, she was good with it. Like, she wanted him there.
It was her idea.
And she wanted to be there, too.
So, 216-474-0104. I thought we'd get into this. When you went into labor, where was your man? If he wasn't with you.
Like, what was he doing?
Yeah.
Did he make it before the baby arrived to the hospital? Like, did he make it there? What was going on?
216-474-0104. I'd be interested to hear stories like that. It never was an issue with me. My firstborn son, Will, he was a C-section.
Mm-hmm.
So that was all planned out.
I was going to say, that's a planned thing.
Yeah. We went through the McDonald's drive-through on the way to the hospital.
Oh my gosh, so leisurely.
It really was. Now, Drew, Paula did go into labor with Drew. He was 3 days early. It was supposed to be another C-section.
Mm.
And it was on Christmas night? No, Christmas night. Yes, because my parents were flying in from Ohio to Phoenix. And I was supposed to go pick him up at the airport. We did pick him up at the airport. But Paula was in labor the entire time.
As you're picking them up?
Yeah, because we needed my parents to to watch Will so we could go to the hospital and have a baby.
Yeah, that's fair.
So we were picking up our babysitters, essentially.
Pretty much. Just very inconvenient.
216-474-0104. You went into labor. Your man wasn't there. Where was he? The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. It's Q104. So there's a linebacker for the Seattle Seahawks. DeMarcus. What was his name again? DeMarcus something. DeMarcus. Hold on. Scrolling up. DeMarcus Lawrence.
There you go.
His wife is Sasha. She is 37 weeks pregnant. She attended the Super Bowl last night to watch him play. But they had a plan in place that if she would, by any chance, go into labor, which I guess is possible if you're excited, mm-hmm. you know, if you're cheering on your husband at the Super Bowl. And
a lot going on.
Yeah. She it could have triggered mm-hmm. her pregnancy, and that did not happen, however. No. But we were just wondering, what if that did happen to you? Like, what
like if you weren't with your man, where was he? Did he make it in time for you to have the baby to the hospital?
Let's start with another Alyssa. It's Alyssa in Cleveland. Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning.
All right. So where was your man?
He went home and he went to go home and get a change of clothes and go eat food and go take a nap. And okay.
Wait. Stop right there. So you were already in labor.
Yes. Yeah.
And he was
6 hours.
He was with you at first originally, but then he needed a break.
And he's like, oh, yes. This is too much work for me. I need to go home and take a rest.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So he needed to get something to eat. Did he get you anything to eat?
No, I couldn't eat at the time.
Oh, you weren't allowed to eat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did he go get you anything? It feels like he should have got you anything. I do remember that. Like, I kept leaving the room to go get Paula things. I would just go get things.
But you're really just being a runner at that point.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right.
Okay, so did he make it back in time for the baby?
Thank you, like literally not 5 minutes before.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was cutting it close.
Well, he needed to finish his meal.
Very close. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he was trying to get the check. Check, please.
Ready to go.
Who's this? This is Jennifer in Chardon. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so you were in labor, but your man wasn't there. Where was your man?
He was in Arizona.
Oh, that's pretty far.
What was he doing
there?
Please don't say golf.
He was working.
Oh, he was working.
No. He was there for work.
Okay, that at least makes it better.
I was also 37 weeks pregnant, and he was supposed to come back in time, but I went into labor.
Did you tell him before he left for that work trip, did you say, look, maybe you shouldn't be taking this work trip right now?
No, because it's one of those things where he has to go. So we just had it planned to where he'd be back. We thought a week in advance should be fine. It was my first baby. But I went to labor and we had to rush to get him a plane ticket back. And it was spring break. So the tickets were like $2,000 for a one-way ticket to get him home.
Oh.
And I went to the hospital and I progressed really fast. And I sat at 9 centimeters for like 5 hours. They said, we're just going to try and wait for him.
Uh-huh.
And he got there at 6 o'clock and she was born at 6:06.
Oh my God. So
you
literally, like that was you. Like you were waiting, essentially.
I was.
Wow.
I was sitting there waiting.
That's love.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yep. $2,000 and waiting in labor so that your man can be by your side.
So he lands at Hopkins and did he rush off the plane? Like he's running through
Pretty
the airport?
Much. Yeah. I mean, he literally walked in the room, dropped his bag off, came up next to me, and then she was here.
Oh my God.
I would have loved to have seen just video of him running through the airport frantic. I can only imagine it looked like a movie scene.
Oh my God.
Right.
Like, I got a baby coming. Get out of my, I gotta go. Wow.
All right, Jennifer. Do you have any more kids after that?
Wait, yeah, two.
Okay.
And he was there for both of
them.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
Lesson learned.
You're not going anywhere.
Nope.
This time around. Jennifer, thank you so much for listening to us.
Thanks.
Have a great day today. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa, 216-474-0104. That's how you call this show. That is also how you text this show. Just going through some of our texts. People are still texting in about Super Bowl commercials. See, this is funny. I read this text and I'm like, I don't remember seeing that. And now I'm looking at it. I think the details are all wrong. So this is actually to me, an example of how a Super Bowl commercial can air, and you don't even know what the heck you just watched.
Or
what, because it says, I like the Kylie and Travis Kelce 2B one.
I don't think I caught that one.
Okay, so I believe it was Kylie and Jason Kelce, not Travis Kelce.
Mm.
And it was for YouTube TV. It wasn't for 2B one. I'm pretty sure it was for YouTube TV.
Oh, my God.
So there's that one. Let's see. Another good one was Ben Affleck's Dunkin' commercial. Okay. Do you have any thoughts on that one?
Okay, I did.
It was star-studded for sure.
Yes. I definitely thought that, like, it felt a little lackluster. Like, I felt like it felt lazy. Like, I felt like they totally could have done more with all of the stars that they had slated for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think for me, I go in with a preconceived notion because I don't enjoy Ben Affleck. Like, for some reason, I don't know what it is.
You just have personal beef with Ben.
Ben Affleck okay. And I don't get along, and so...
I wonder if he feels the same about you.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
I'm sure he does. But no, I was honestly very surprised to see Jennifer Aniston in that commercial. That was the most shocking to me.
I don't like how they made everybody young. Like,
okay, I thought I was going crazy. Yeah. I was like, they don't really look like that, do they?
I don't know what that is. AI or CGI. I don't like that.
Oh, yeah. My husband and I were having a lot of fun picking apart all of the AI throughout the commercials last night. For sure.
Surprised no one mentioned the William Shatner Raisin Bran commercial.
I missed that one, too.
I missed it, too. All right. Something I'll go try to find later on today.
Oh, and the crypto karaoke ad. Did you see that?
I don't think I saw that one.
Backstreet Boys sing-along. I had no idea what was happening until the very end.
I don't want the Super Bowl to feel like work. Like,
I know, like right?
I've got to watch this entire thing, and I can't miss any commercials. 216-474-0104. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We need a contestant right now because we're going to play in about 10 minutes. All this week, we have tickets for a show at Playhouse Square. It's the Cleveland Playhouse production of Primary Trust. Now through March 1st, we've got tickets for you. All you have to do is take on Alyssa in a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is next. Elfrida in Cleveland. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Alyssa's not here. She's out of the studio. I'm going to ask you these 5 trivia questions. Then when she comes back into the studio, we'll ask her the same questions. Whoever gets the most correct will win the game.
Okay.
If it is a tie, Alyssa wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Question number 1, Elfrida. If you have a bacterial infection, you need what type of medicine?
Antibiotic.
Question 2, fill in the blank on this old jingle. I don't want to grow up. I'm a blank kid.
Toys R Us kid.
Question 3. Maverick is the main character in what Tom Cruise movie?
That's a good one. Tom Cruise movie. I'm not sure about that one. Let's say 007. I don't know.
Question 4. The band Toto and later Weezer both sang a song about this continent.
Let's go North Carolina, North Dakota. I don't know.
Final question. A sommelier would help you order what?
A sommelier? Food?
All right, Elfrida. You started off terrific. You got the first 2. Oh. Stumbled on the last 3. So we've got 2 for 5 for your score today.
Okay.
Let's see how Alyssa does. She'll be back in the studio next on the Q Morning Show. Alyssa has returned to the studio. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104. Alyssa, meet Elfrida in Cleveland.
Good morning, Elfrida.
Good morning.
She got 2 correct today.
Not bad.
So, Alyssa, if you get 2, you're going to get the tie and avoid the loss. Question number 1. If you have a bacterial infection, you need what type of
antibiotics.
My fault.
You need some antibiotics.
That was totally my fault. Elfrida, I'm giving you an extra point because I screwed up that question.
Okay.
There's 4 questions left, Alyssa. Because of my error, you need to get 3 out of the next 4.
Okay. All right.
I don't think I've ever done that before.
I don't think you have.
I actually read the answer. Antibiotics is the correct answer for number 1. Question 2. Fill in the blank on this old jingle. I don't want to grow up. I'm a blank kid.
Gerber?
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Oh.
Oh, this game is really interesting now. Alyssa needs these next three just to avoid the loss.
Oof.
Maverick is the main character in what Tom Cruise movie?
Top Gun.
There's one.
Knew that.
The band Toto and later Weezer.
Africa. I don't know what the question is, but the answer is Africa.
It sure is. They both sang a song about this continent. So now we're down to the final question. A sommelier would help you order what?
I mean, I feel like there's two answers to this.
Really?
Two answers. Maybe. Is it wine?
It is wine.
Okay.
What was the other answer?
I was thinking of water.
Water.
There's a Zac Efron like documentary on Netflix where he visits a water sommelier.
Oh.
That's never knew that they existed.
I was thinking wine. Well, I totally screwed up this game, Elfrieda.
Well, I still got the tie anyways.
I tried to help you out. I really did.
Bada bing.
I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening to us.
Maybe next time. My name is Elfrieda. I just flunked out of Melissa College of Knowledge on Q104.